Have you ever heard of the 5 levels of customer awareness? Do you know what they are? Do you know how you can use them as an online entrepreneur? We're going to tell you that in today's video. It's going to be way easier than you thought, but absolutely transformative for your entire approach to copywriting, content writing, and possibly business. So you're going to want to tune in.
Welcome to Emma Gibbons Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does 3 incredibly powerful things. 1, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. 2, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And 3, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy.
Would you talk to a stranger at a networking event the same way that you might try and be caught in the eye of someone that's really cute on the subway? Would you talk to your best friend like the stranger at the networking event? Like, these are different environments with different pre-existing or maybe completely new relationships. And that means that you tailor the way that you introduce yourself, the way that you talk about the value that you bring to the situation and to the person in front of you. So why do we not do that when we write to our online audiences, or when we create videos for our online audiences, or podcasts for our online audiences? It's the same sort of thing, right? Writing a first-time kind of cold pitch email to someone you'd love to work with is very different than sending a text message to your boyfriend who forgot to pick up milk, right? So we want to also make sure that we are speaking to the different parts of the customer journey that we may find our emerging ideal client is currently in. So ask yourself, where is your person starting? Are they completely new to you? They might stumble across your latest, you know, well hashtag post on Instagram. Are they someone who just signed up for your email newsletter and is just kind of testing the waters? Is it someone that's a past client and they love you and you know that all you have to do is say, hey, I've got this new thing. You're the first person I thought of, and they are right there for you, right? This is the same sort of thing. We want to be aware of who it is that we're writing for at any given time. So that's where the 5 levels of customer awareness really comes in for us as copywriters and online entrepreneurs who do a lot of writing. And this concept was invented or recognized, however you want to say it, by Eugene Schwartz, who was an awesome copywriter. He was born in 1927, so you can imagine he was working during that kind of epic era of marketing of the 20th century. And he was absolutely prolific. He wrote so much, and he spent most of his time researching before he would write. And one of those researching pieces is really knowing who it is that you're writing for, not just in terms of what I always focus on, demographics and psychographics, like where your client is psychologically in their life, but also where they are and where they're coming from on their journey specifically with you. All right, so we're gonna look at our friend Eugene's 5 levels of customer awareness by really focusing on the essentials, so that way it's easy for you to digest, assuming this is probably one of your first times hearing this concept. And we're also going to give you some really easy to apply marketing and copywriting best practices for how you speak to them at the 5 different levels of their journey. Baseline level 1 is totally unaware. They are totally unaware of their problem and the solution, right? They can't be aware of the solution if they don't even know they have a problem. Chances are most people in whatever category or whatever industry you're in are technically going to fall into this category, right? There's billions of people on earth, and there's a good chance they are not aware of any of what it is that you help them with, right? Like, if you think in history, we didn't even realize that, you know, we were getting sick because of germs. We can't speak to someone from the 12th century about getting rid of 99.9% of bacteria with Lysol if they don't even know that bacteria exists and that it's the cause of disease. This is a really exaggerated example, but we want to make sure that we're speaking to the level that they're at. And with the totally unaware person, we're speaking to someone who does not know their problem exists, doesn't know that there's a solution for this unknown problem. Assume that's the largest part of your audience. This is the best time for content marketing and other kind of self-diagnostic which makes sense when we're giving the disease example, self-diagnostic tools. So content marketing, meaning those Instagram posts that you publish, you broadcast basically to the world, and you want to try and create content that helps people is ask questions largely, right? Like, are you, have you, do you, and get them to kind of score themselves in their head. Are they nodding yes? Then they have this problem, right? And this is also the reason why quizzes perform as incredible opt-ins, especially right now as I'm filming this towards the end of 2021, heading into 2022. Quizzes do so, so well because people know that they're going to get education, but also that they're going to discover something about themselves. And people find themselves endlessly fascinating. They're going to realize ultimately through a quiz that they have a problem, most likely, or at least they're on some level scale of a problem. And there's going to be a solution on the other side. But all we're really speaking to at that point is what is the problem? So that is our goal. We're creating educational content. Content meaning we're just providing education and value. We are not thinking about asking them to buy from us at this point. We're just not. I mean, we are thinking it, but it's not making its way at all into what we're writing. So if this is a new concept for you, then you want to check out my video on copywriting versus content writing, because that is the basic principle that we're talking about here. This is the content marketing level, 100% for sure. All right, level two is problem aware. So now they know that there is a problem and they're starting to wonder if they have it, even if they're in a little bit of self-doubt, but they can't forget what they know, right? They can't unknow what they know. So they're starting to feel uncomfortable, not because you're triggering that. Remember, here we talk about compassionate copy. The goal is not to trigger discomfort. It's to help them just hold up a mirror and let them realize that their life could be better, right? They're feeling a way that they don't have to anymore, right? Just like the 12th century example, right? Their lives would 100% be better if they just start with knowing that bacteria is a problem, right? Because it's going to, in the long run, massively reduce the disease and, you know, improve their life expectancies, etc. So it's not a bad thing to tell people that bacteria is bad, right? That's what we're taking this perspective from here too, right? Like, when we're trying to make sure that they are problem aware with that first level, and we bring them here, it's not so that we're not reveling in them feeling bad by any means. It's just by this point, level two, you know, they're aware that this is an actual problem, that they're not living life the way that they would like to. There's some discomfort and dissatisfaction, I think is a good word for where they're at here. And that's why we often in copywriting will start with talking about someone's pain points. And again, this is not trying to make them feel pain, like saying that, you know, that they, you know, I used this example in a video recently, you might have seen on the channel, they need to whiten their teeth to be loved or something like that. That is the message of a lot of copy out there, things that dramatic. That's not what we're talking about. We're saying, if you think that's a problem, if that's affecting your confidence, if it's not feeling good to you, then we see that. We reflect that. We get it. We get it. We've been there too, or we've had clients who've been there too. That's really what we're focusing on, right? Like, I get it when I'm reflecting pain points to somebody. This is also the point when you're really going to be wanting to think about their demographics and their psychographics, which we actually have a video on as well in terms of an ideal customer avatar exercise that's useful. And you don't have to keep doing it over and over again because it gets into their psychology. So we'll pop that video up here right now. But basically, the demographics and psychographics will give you a really clear sense of what is it in their life that they are dissatisfied about so that you can speak to it, right? It gives you that research that you need that Eugene loves or loved. Oh, I always think like he's here with us in spirit or something. Anyway, you'll get that information that you need to be able to speak to the reality that someone is going through. And so that's why you'll notice that a lot of what we do, or what we talk about in copywriting online and in free environments especially, is really just at level two, right? It's that problem aware level. You're going to have people at all phases of the journey from one to five, but this is one that people really focus on a lot. So we're going to go into a little bit more nuance in this video with levels three, four, and five as well. Another thing I want to add in here with the problem aware level is that this is where someone is really trying to understand themselves and their problem better. So they're asking a lot of questions that are focused on the problem and not on the solution, right? If anything, they're looking for someone or something to blame, not on trying to get themselves out of it yet. That's okay, that's where they are. So they're going to be asking things like, am I alone? Does anybody else feel this way? Or is anybody else experiencing this? Are there any side effects that I don't know about? Like, are there other things wrong with me or my life that I wasn't even consciously aware of? Which is a terrible kind of question, but it's often what people are thinking, right? We're just really meeting people where they are in their psychological journey. So what else does this mean for me, right? Where does this come from? What is the origin of this? Who can I blame? Those sorts of things. So that's something to keep in mind. Is they're just investigating the problem, basically, at this point. They're not ready to look at solutions yet. All right, the third level of awareness is solution aware. So they have moved out of that, I don't like this, I want to figure out why this is happening to me, kind of problem-centric thought process, and they're moving into, I want out of this. I am going to find a solution somehow, some way. So they're at this point where they're starting to do research. The key here is they don't know necessarily about you yet or that you offer a solution, but they know that there are solutions out there and they are ready to start finding that information. There are people who are Googling and trying to find out answers to their questions. So look up the most commonly asked questions on Google. Use resources like Answer the Public to try and find out more about what people are looking for online connected to your topic. So what is copywriting, for example? I might type something like that or just the word copywriting into Answer the Public. And then this website will basically give you a map of all the things related to that that people are asking. How questions, why questions, when questions, what, etc. It's a really useful tool and I highly recommend it. So when you're creating content or even some copywriting at this phase, right, starting to try and warm them up to the idea of a sale, you might be able to get some people at this level. It's totally possible. But what you're really going to want to focus on here is anything that shows you obviously have a solution, making sure that you know this. So visibility, getting seen through content, especially. And then if you're going to inject sales copy, it needs to be something that makes them convinced that your solution works, right? It's, you know, case studies, testimonials, social proof of some kind, stats around the option that you offer. You want to make sure that if someone is looking for a solution and they're like, I just want to get the first solution I see, basically, or I'm ready to buy now, that kind of like, oh, I need out of this kind of thing, that you're speaking to them, right? You're answering the questions that they have. Your content's coming up across their Google page first, for example. And then if you're gonna ask them for a sale at this point, make sure that it's focused on, now that you know I have a solution because you've come here through my content, I'm gonna show you this is a fast way that works to access the solution, to feel better on the other side, whatever that emotion is for them. So keep that in mind. If you're going to be trying to sell them at this phase, lots of social proof. All right, level awareness 4 is product aware. Or service aware, really. They know that you have a solution. So someone who, you know, maybe you didn't try and sell them right at the last phase, right, in level 3, but they got on your website because they Googled something you had the answer to, that person, if they subscribe to your email list, yes, this person is in level 4. They know you talk about or that you offer services or solutions to whatever their problem was. So they're aware that you exist and that you have an offer. These could be also followers or subscribers, followers on Instagram, subscribers on YouTube, that sort of thing. Someone who has signed up even for like a webinar or something like that, if it's meant to be a lead magnet, those people as well would be, ooh, I'm really interested. She's got this solution. I want to learn more about it. So this is a really, really awesome phase. They are so close to being ready to work with you. And as you would imagine, there are some people at this level who are basically ready to take the next step. This is actually where a lot of your sales are going to come from. Anyone who's a new client, this is where new clients come in. We're going to talk about repeat clients in a second. The level 4 is where those new clients come in. That's when you convert a subscriber, a follower, etc., to a paying client. And some of the ways that you do this are by getting them to realize the value of your offer. This is when you're sending targeted, thoughtful sales emails that have a message about how your solution stands out from competitors. It is different. It is the one thing that's going to help them actually achieve what it is that they set out to achieve when they went on this journey of problem solving. This is when you're going to ask them to buy now on a webinar or to book a call with you in an email. These are the people who are ready They just need you to put them over the edge and to really have that full trust in you. So again, you're going to start bringing things like testimonials, case studies, you know, comparisons of how your product stands out compared to others. You're going to also want to think about things that bring up that sense of urgency as long as it's authentic, right? You're going to be doing a live bonus call. They need to sign up by a certain date for it. Okay, then tell them that, right? That's an honest urgency that will get them to take action, right? Basically, you're just incentivizing them to, yes, I'm ready now. I'm ready to dive all in. And level 5 is most aware. I pretty much think of this as your repeat or existing customers, but I suppose you could have people who have done a lot of research, or like the people who took advantage of your free laser coaching and then did a discovery call and then needed to think about it even more. You know, some of those people, which, you know, that can be a little challenging as an entrepreneur. But then the really awesome people are your repeat clients who are major, major fans. These are the people that you have successfully romanced. These are the people who you've been married to for a few years now, and you just want to keep that romance alive, basically. So you want to make sure they're the first to know about really awesome things that are going on. They get access to all the free stuff too, or they get bonuses once in a while, a gift to say thank you, right? You're making sure that they feel loved and cared for, because you do love them, right? They are your awesome clients who are referring you to other people, who are helping you live the lifestyle you live because they're bringing in revenue for you. They are the people who have been so fun to work with. They're why you've been doing this whole thing in the first place. So show them how much you love them, and they're far more likely to keep you top of mind so they do refer you and to come back, right? Let them know that you're offering a new service before other people so they can book in first, because chances are, and we know this when we're talking about sales and copywriting, that when you reach out to someone who's bought anything at any level from you in the past, they're far more likely to buy from you again compared to someone who's new. Completely. They are the fastest way to bring in additional revenue. If you have a new service, an upgraded service, something tailored, etc., whatever it is that you're offering, as long as you're thoughtful about what it is you're going to make an offer on, and you go back to a previous paying client, they're the fastest way to make sure you hit a revenue goal for that new product or service. So really love on them, because they love you, and they are really the core of your business. They are how you're doing what it is that you're doing. So your most aware level of awareness is so awesome. Appreciate them and just give them all the virtual hugs in the world. So taking people through these 5 levels of awareness, or meeting people where they are at each of the 5 levels, is really what we're talking about with the customer journey, right? We're talking about someone who has never heard of you before, has never even realized they had an issue, and you're kind of broadcasting to a wide swath, and they realize, oh, that's interesting. Suddenly their mind starts going, they take this journey all the way through the fact that they are a paying client who's going back to you over and over and over again, right? Like from very beginning to very, very end. And this is so overlooked by online business owners, because it is really not taught typically. And I even know tons of copywriters and definitely content writers who also aren't aware of these 5 levels of awareness. And I'm sure there are other systems that work for them, but I find this to be so incredibly empowering and can really show you where there are holes in your messaging. Why something that you think should perform super well is just not resonating with the people that you're speaking to, right? This can really help you diagnose your own problems and realize, oh, that's why this didn't work. At this level of awareness that I realized they're at, I actually need to be sharing something like this with them instead. So incredibly powerful. And I really, really, my hope for this video is that it strongly empowers you and also helps you realize that there is so much nuance to the craft of copy and content writing. And this is something worth learning, because it's going to make all the difference in the world to your business and your confidence in dealing with your clients and customers. All right, so I hope you really enjoyed this very educational video about the 5 levels of awareness created by Eugene Schwartz originally, and that you're going to be able to start using this, at least be aware of this from now on as you start to think about the copy and content that you are writing. Did you know about the 5 levels of awareness before today? Or if you did you know how to use them? I would love to hear that, because I think it is so undertaught. All right, I will see you again soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.